right, as a special bonus, we've been singing this movie's praises, at least Keith and I have, because Keith turned me on to it, and we finally got Brian to watch it, and that is The Beast Must Die from 1974, directed by Paul Arnett, screenplay by Michael Winder, based on There Shall Be No Darkness by James Bush, Blish, which is a short story. And has an all-star cast including Calvin Lockhart, Peter Cushing, Marlene Clark, Charles Gray, Anton Differing, Ciaran Madden, Tom Chadbon, and Michael Gambon. And this is a really unique movie, and you almost have an Agatha Christie-like, let's gather the suspects on a island, but they're not murderers. One of them is a werewolf. And Calvin Lockhart's Tom Newcliffe is this,
seemingly wealthy.
Yeah, he's like this wealthy, they say something like, oh, if it walks, runs, or crawls, like, Tom has shot it or something like that. So you've got the whole, it's not necessarily he's Craven being heroic. Yeah, it's he's like Craven the Hunter. He just wants to kill a werewolf to say he's killed everything on the
he
planet.
He doesn't care about saving people. It's just a hunt.
And every one of the quote-unquote suspects has got a reason for being, oh, well, you know, where these murders took place, where we think it was a werewolf, you happen to be there.
Yeah.
And, oh, you were a medical student and you, on a dare, ate human flesh or whatever. And there is a good kind of, an Agatha Christie-like mystery going on right here. About 5 minutes to the end of the movie, it stops and says, this is the werewolf, 30 seconds. Which one of these people do you think is the werewolf?
And they flash all the people and their names. Make your decision now.
Michael Subotowski, the producer, insisted on that werewolf break, which the director-writer hated.
Yeah, there's a cut of this called Black Werewolf where they take that completely out of the movie.
Yeah, he hated it. Well, the fucking producer hated the movie, too. So the director who liked the movie hated the werewolf break. I thought it was great.
I loved it.
I loved it.
I thought it was great.
Made it completely unique.
Yeah.
Tom Newcastle has the entire island rig with as much high tech for the time as possible. He's got microphones. He's got cameras all over the place.
Sensors.
He's cultivating Wolvesbane. You have Peter Cushing as the Swedish professor who is an expert. So he's Van Helsing almost, where he's the expert on lycanthropy.
He's looking for a Lugaroo or whatever.
And he's doing a great Swedish accent, real subtle and stuff like that. But he's talking about like, oh, well, yes, werewolves are allergic to silver, but only when the wolvesbane is in bloom and the full moon is out and stuff like that. And there's a whole thing where they're passing around a silver candlestick holder to see if somebody like burns at the touch of the silver. Of course, nobody does.
Oh, that was,
yes.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was funny. The passing around of the, I thought, oh, how cute is that? That is
a talking stick.
You've got a couple of big British character actors in Charles Gray and Michael Gambon, who everybody's seen. And Charles Gray was Blofeld in Diamonds Are Forever. He was Sherlock Holmes' brother in the Jeremy Brett series. He was Mycroft Holmes. He's a fantastic character actor. Michael Gambon speaks for himself. I mean, he's been in everything. But this was just a combination of a really unique story, a really great cast, and I with Keith, you're the one who kind of, I think we're doing the 70s movies, I watched this one, you should check this out. And they finally showed it on Svengoolie, so I actually did watch it, and I was blown away by it. I thought it was really awesome.
Robert Quarry was originally slated to play the lead, and Robert Shaw showed an interest in it.
Oh,
back when it was a different director.
Yeah.
But they went with Calvin Lockhart because of the blaxploitation craze.
Well, this almost
so
dovetails.
Huge.
This is like kind of an exploit. This is like your monster movie.
Yeah.
There's a great 70s vibe to it and stuff like that. I mean, I could see where.
You know what? Either one, Robert Quarry or Robert Shaw, would have been a great job. But I don't think that they would have done the job that
Calvin Lockhart did.
Calvin Lockhart did. He was just...
Well, that's what almost made it unique. It's like, okay, here's a black guy, but he's rich, and he's a safari hunter. I mean, it's like, how many of those do you see in a movie? None.
I loved how he bugged the entire forest with the huge cameras and the giant microphones sticking out of the ground, and nobody knows they're there. I can hear his heartbeat through the microphone. Da-na-na!
Even had a kind of cool soundtrack when it did have music.
So Hammer Films and Amicus both were the big movie or monster movie kind of 70s. They did a ton of different monster movies, but both of them only did one werewolf flick. And
yes,
this was Amicus's, and then Curse of the Werewolf was Hammer's with Oliver Reed.
Dude, have you ever seen that?
No.
Put that on the list.
Oh, yes. Okay. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
A decade or so, but yeah.
Just on Svengoolie, it's Oliver Reed is freaking, I mean, that guy's awesome to begin with, but he's awesome in this movie. Like, one of the most different, like, takes on a werewolf ever. It's really good.
Okay. Okay, we'll get it on the list. And Marlene Clark, the lead?
Yeah.
She was dubbed by Annie Ross. I would have never guessed that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is a fountain knowledge.
I am.
Well, she was an American, and they gave her a British accent.
Well, that's true.
Because she was on Sanford and Son.
Was she?
Did she date Lamont?
She was date Lamont.
Well, since you said I clicked in, I'm like, okay.
Huh.
You need to chalk upon your red fox.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. This was your first watch on it, so
I thought it was. You know what? I was wrong on who the werewolf was.
Yes,
but you know why I was wrong when and this is spoilers for anybody who's going to watch this 50-year-old movie. Is because they just point to the guy through the whole fucking thing. You're like, you're the werewolf. You're the werewolf, and you're like. Well, obviously, he's not the werewolf. No, he's the werewolf.
He's the werewolf, yeah.
Spoilers. Yeah, they tell you who it is right in the beginning, and you're like, okay, that can't be him. It's got to be. And I thought it was...
Even Peter Cushing's
got to be. And then when Marcia... What's her... Marcia Clark, was it? Changes into the werewolf.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Well, the blood could have gotten into her hand over the cut.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was a brilliant little werewolf.
I didn't see the second werewolf coming first.
No.
Time, so I'm like, wait, just.
Yeah, so there was a bit of a red herring in this, as most good Agatha Christie's do. But and then it turns out he's the werewolf.
Yeah. And what I thought would have been a better ending is if they would have all been werewolves.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That to me would have been. Like, he kills the one, and all of a sudden, they all change. Ba-ba-ba! That would have been...
You need to rewrite
I needed
this.
To rewrite that, because they told you who the werewolf was, and then so you don't believe it. And then it's one of those ones where we've seen so many times the bait and switch.
Yeah.
That, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. They just fucking told you. Yeah, they just told you who it was. And so you don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
Which was the twist ending. If they'd have shown the motherfucker with a dog collar on,
still wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have gone,
like, he's just
come
into
on.
Kinky shit.
Yeah. Come on, eat raw meat from a bowl without his hand. It's not him. That's too obvious. Wait, it's him? Yeah, so, but it was a great, Calvin Lockhart, who I don't remember seeing in anything.
He was in a couple things.
But,
I thought.
What a great fucking job.
I know something.
There's just a coldness about him.
Yeah, he was one of the more interesting characters I've seen in a good long while where it was like we were saying, like, there was nothing noble about this. It was it was just he was just this rich guy who
wanted to hunt a werewolf.
Wanted to hunt a werewolf and the old story where the hunter has people on the island and
the deadliest
game or something like that.
Something like the deadliest prey, maybe. Calvin Lockhart was also in Hell Goes to Harlem, which is sequel of Black Caesar. So that's where seen him. I just watched that last week.
Okay.
I thought he was also in Coming to America.
Hell Goes to Harlem was going to be a sequel to Hell Goes to Frogtown or whatever. And I was thinking, it's just going to be a terrible movie.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
Yeah, well, okay. Curse of the Werewolf. We got to put that on the list.
So,
okay.
So what do you... We ranking this?
Give it a rating?
Yeah, that thing.
I thought, if you know what, if you... I'm going to give it a 3.5. I thought it was clever. I thought that the actors were great. It was a different take on a werewolf, the mythology, yeah. And so I enjoy that. And I think if you're going to do something, do it different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did that. Calvin Lockhart was fucking brilliant. Just brilliantness.
The opening was a little long.
It was a little long.
That was the only thing I watched it again. I'm like, oh yeah, this opening was a little bit long.
It was. And I thought that, it was interesting that Calvin Lockhart was the guy being hunted. So, yeah. Because that's another bait and switch that they do on you. Because you don't picture him as the millionaire. You picture him as being a guy that they're hunting. And it plays upon your...
bias.
Yeah. Immediately. And so I thought that was great.
And then I guess thought the end was great.
Yeah, 3.5. Well, I'm comfortable with 3.5.
Yeah. Killed another werewolf.
Keith, what are you rating this?
I give it it must be a quarter day. I'm going 4.25. I like this movie a lot. I thought it was cool. It was a different take on everything. The cast was fantastic. And like I said, didn't see the twist coming.
All right, so I gotta go. This one, you guys are doing a good job of introducing the movies that are blowing me away. I actually am going to give this one 4.5 stars.
Wow.
I thought this was one of the more... I mean, if you would have told me this was a Hammer film, I wouldn't have been surprised, because it was freaking awesome. It's got a great cast. The concept was completely original. I like the werewolf break.
I love the werewolf break, yeah.
This is a good one. We're going to put the spoiler in front of this one just in case, but... definitely with Halloween coming up, check this one out, gang.
Oh, yeah.